We welcome our guest, Martha Menezes. Martha, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Just fine. First of all, you are riding, a spiritual high with your first project. Did you expect it to do what it has done?
Well, not so quickly. You know, I mean, the Lord had kind of showed me that record is really going to bless a lot of people, and I had high hopes for it. But you know, it always is better than what you think, because that's what the Bible says. It's greater than you could ever ask or think. So, you know, it's been an incredible journey.
Now you have a new project, No Limit. Why?
Yes.
Why the name of the project, No Limit, and what do you want the listener to get when they listen to it?
Well, I think the whole title, No Limit, and the song, No Limit, is just a really great theme and a message for the body of Christ and for the world. You know, that there's no limit, that when you surrender your life to God, you know, there's no limit to what He can do in your life. There's no limit to His power. You know, there's no limits to his finances, to his open doors. There's no limits to his love. There's no limits to what he can do in your marriage. There's no limits to what he can do in your family. I mean, there's so many levels of that message. Just really brings out revelation every time I sing it. I didn't write the song. A friend of mine wrote the song from Ohio. His name is Derek Thomas and two other writers. Derek actually wrote New Season and Your Battle Will Be Greater, co-wrote those. And so he sent me the song, and I heard it, and my husband listened to it, and he said, Martha, this song, it's got something on it. And I really felt that way. We hadn't written anything else yet, but we just felt like that was a song that had a great title and really kind of personified what we've done so far.
Okay, you mentioned your husband, Nick. Is it hard working with your husband?
My husband, well, he is his man, and we've been married almost 20 years, and we have three kids, and it's not hard. You know, I mean, it's like anything else. You know, we spend every single day together, 24 hours a day. But we're just graced for it. You know, not that we don't have issues and we don't get irritated at each other. We do. We have our kids with us almost all the time because we homeschool. But, you know, I've just learned that he's anointed to do what he does, and he's learned that I'm anointed to do what I do. And we just give each other space and respect each other in those roles. And when we do that, it's easy. When we don't, it's hard.
Okay.
But we just learn to honor and respect each other for what we're each good at.
Our guest, Martha Menezes. Martha, getting back to your project, No Limits, is there any other songs on your project besides No Limits that you wrote or that you like?
You know, I love them all. I wrote most of them. There's a handful that I didn't write. One is that I did not write, my twin sister wrote, and we actually sang together, and it's on the second CD, and it's called Always Welcome. And that song, I just really believe, is just going to be a great anthem, worship anthem for people. And it's really revelational that the door to you is open wide, and I am always welcome. And it's just amazing, you know, that the presence of the Lord is available to us. We don't have to shrink back, but we can come boldly before the throne. So I love that song so much because I got to sing it with her. And then I have a song, one of my favorites is a song called Name Above All Names. And it's just simply about the names of Jesus and how powerful he is. And I can't really get to that song without shouting, you know. He just has something on it too. And then another one that I love is a song called Jesus is the Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. And it's just a fun, happy dance, reggae world sound that I think everybody's going to catch on to real quick.
Having a twin sister, is there any sibling rivalry?
You know what? There never has been between us. We fought over clothes, we fought over makeup, and you know, but there's never ever been a time where we have rivaled or competed when it came to singing ministry, anything like that. We've always been so, really, honestly, we've always been supportive of each other, want the best for each other. She's my biggest fan. I'm her biggest fan, you know. If I have an issue, no one praises me like she does. No one encourages me like she does, and I hope I did the same for her. You know, if I'm having a bad day and I'm not sure, you know, what I'm doing, I can call her, and she will always say, are you crazy? You just need to keep going. You're doing cool. People are going to love this. Just be always crazy about that gap. And there's absolutely no competition.
Were you surprised when you won a Stellar Award?
I was very surprised.
Again, I guess Martha Menezes. Martha, you won a Stellar Award. What's next for Martha?
Well, you know, my more ministry is number one, just to minister to people and travel a whole lot more as often as we can, and a lot more international travel. We're, you know, the doors are already opening in Japan and in London and South Africa, and so we hope to really be able to do more of that this year. And there's so much more, you know, more writing and more singing, and I'd like to get more involved in movies and television and things like that, since doors are opening there. So, you know, the sky is not the limit. There's no limits.
No limits. Do you like traveling?
You know, I do. I do. I get weary sometimes, and I want to go home, you know, which I'm sure everybody else feels that way. But I love it. Again, you know, when you're called to do something, you're graced for it. So I know there's a grace on my life for it and for my family's life right now. So we're enjoying it. We're enjoying being together and the new experiences, and we're enjoying being with our family and just trying all kind of new things.
And finally, you are one of the few artists that can bring a white crowd and a black crowd together. Is that something you planned, or is that something God just orchestrated?
I don't think I could have ever planned it. I'm not capable of that. That's definitely something God did. And so, you know, he gets all the glory for it. And my thing is, I just wanted to worship the Lord. I just wanted my songs to minister to people. And, you know, that's what it did. And really, I found that sometimes we limit ourselves to what we see. You know, what we see is color. You know, what we see is culture differences. But what the truth is that God sees, generationally, God sees no boundaries. He doesn't see color. So I have found that really what my calling is, and my ministry is to join hearts, kindred hearts that love God, that love to worship God regardless of color. You know, it's like Israel says so well, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's a Jesus thing. And it really, that's what we're seeing in these last days. We're seeing God bringing his children together and calling him to himself through praise and worship.
You mentioned Israel. How is it working with Israel?
Well, I worked with Israel on The Best Is Yet to Come, and it was an awesome experience. You know, just, he's so gifted, and his writing skills is so awesome, and he's just a lot of fun, and it was just a great experience to work with him, and I really, really enjoyed it with Aaron Lindsay. You know, they're so fun and just crazy, and, you know, it was really supernatural when the songs would just start to flow, and it was just really amazing to watch the songs be birthed and take on live. And then the No Limit, actually a double CD, and I worked with Noel Hall on that. And he's a producer from Detroit. And he, again, was just a fantastic experience. Just love him. He's like family. Loved working with him. We had a great time, and we just had a great connection. So God's really, really blessed us.
Our guest, Martha Menezi. Martha, may God continue to bless you, and may No Limits take you to even higher heights than your first project.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, okay. HG. I enjoyed it.
You're welcome. Our guest, Martha Menezi.